Hello, I'm Colin Foley. I'm returning and it's March 25th. I've been missing in action for 2 weeks about now. But today we're going to be talking about how to handle a challenging conversation, give an example from your personal experience, and as always, talking about how many masteries and attempts I got this way. Here we go. Hello, hello, hello. Music today is brought to you by the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music, and soon you'll know why I chose that song. But today we're going to be talking about how do you handle a challenging conversation / conversations. Well, the first thing, always a conversation, you have to listen to learn, not listen to have a response. First, you need to understand what this conversation is about. Like, why are they talking to you? It might be an athlete, it might be a friend, it might be a coach, or it might even be a parent if you're in the high school setting. But you need to understand why they're talking to you, their concern, and put that in perspective first. Second, you can think of ways to address the issue, that you can address it directly. How can you assist? How can you make that better? And after that, if you can't, then you have to see what implications, what people can you connect them with or utilize to help them get better. Let's say this challenge conversation, someone's going through something. Let's say they have an injury. It takes them out of their sport for a year. That's a big, in some cases, a huge identity crisis, because that person only knows themselves as an athlete. And if they're not able to be an athlete, do they really know who they are? And this is where they have to be able to heal physically and mentally and emotionally. We always say when we learn in modalities that everyone heals differently, that healing process is different, but it also is the same way for mental health and how that affects people. For some people, they might just need a simple conversation, or they just might need to listen to that music. Maybe you might need to just listen to that person. See how I tied that song in there? So sometimes you might have to report someone because they just seem a little off, you're scared for them, and that is just what you have to do. But again, you're there, you need to show them that you understand, listen, open up to them, give them ideas on how to help with that. If that doesn't work, maybe you need to do some research, maybe you need to refer them, maybe you need to get some other insight from maybe their friends, their parents, etc. So that's really how I would handle a challenging conversation. And if it is something that is too difficult, I need to realize where I can and cannot help. And that's where it does get challenging with these conversations, because certain things you cannot do and certain things you can do. So now I'm going to talk about how many masteries and attempts I achieved this week from your semester packet towards your completion goal. Well, I got back my test from GenMed, and everything scenario-based that I could get attempt / mastery for, I actually got all right. So that's roughly 12 attempts / masteries, depending. I forget which ones I already had attempts on. So looking pretty good, and I reviewed a couple with Bree this week. As I was finally back with her, mostly my fault. Well, it was my fault, let's be honest, of not getting those hours with her as often as I should have. But that's all I have for today. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully spring will not look like winter anymore. That's all I have.